Well, we're all constantly analysing each other's personalities, aren't we? Do you think about it? Well, now scientists at Cambridge University, they've created an algorithm that they say can accurately predict your personality, maybe my personality, everybody's personality, based on your Facebook interactions. Well, let's find out more about it from Dr. David Stillwell, who is the co-author of the report. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Neela.
So it's not as simple as narcissistic, self-obsessed. I think that might be what a lot of people take from the posts on Facebook.
Yeah, it wasn't so long ago, actually, that it did seem to be people using Facebook had higher narcissism. But actually,
Not
really the case anymore. I mean, in the UK, it's about 60% of the population use it. So it's not such an unusual thing anymore.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how it works, number one.
Sure. So we were interested in how accurately we could predict people's personality from just their Facebook likes. So there's things with a thumb up. So games, music, movies, TV shows, celebrities, politicians, they're all possible to like on Facebook. And we used some advanced machine learning algorithms, and it came up with a number about how accurate it was. But then the question is, what
how
does that
accurate?
Actually mean in human terms? Exactly.
And how accurate is it, number one?
Well, so we compared it to how accurate other people are at predicting each other's personalities. So we looked at work colleagues, friends, and ultimately spouses. And given an average number of Facebook likes, which is about 220, the computer was as accurate as someone's spouse, so more accurate than friends or work colleagues.
And can you give us an example or two? And we just have another minute just to kind of illustrate it for our listeners of what you came across.
Oh, sure. So one of the traits is conscientiousness. So that's really important to do well at work. So if you want to give the impression that you're conscientious, then you need to like things like the Italian Job, the movie Pearl Harbor, also motorcycles, cycling, working out, exercising, and studying.
Yeah. Okay, so none of them are me. Give me something else. I'm not conscientious. What might I be if I was clicking on something else or liking something else?
Well, the other side is low conscientious. So Blackadder, the movie Watchmen, reading Douglas Adams, the uncontrollable swearing after stubbing your toe in a dark room. So any of those would suggest you're quite impulsive and...
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to share, I think, this study because I'm quite like, if you're liberal, artistic, we've got David Bowie, Bauhaus, conservative and conventional. You're clicking on George W. Bush, Fox News, Deal or No Deal. Maybe that's not such a stretch. That's a game show. Well-organized, mountain biking, The Apprentice and Study. I want to thank you, Dr. Stillwell. I'm still reading through these. Spontaneous, The Velvet Underground and Blackadder. Extroversion, outgoing and active. Gucci shoes, clothing, tanning. I haven't got that one. Meeting new people. We just did that, right, Lawrence?